Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today's a special episode. We have on the line Cynthia Gallardo, who is the CEO and founder of Launch to Legacy Academy. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you, Adam. Thank you very much for having me today.
Oh, I'm excited to have our favorite legacy lady on the line. And for those of you that don't know that branding or who Cynthia is, we're going to do a deep dive into what that means. And also, we're proud to announce that Cynthia will be an upcoming author in one of our latest business leaders books. So Cynthia, just want to start off by saying congrats.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be a part of this group, Adam, in this environment, the synergy that you've created. So thank you for allowing me to do that.
Fantastic. And we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, Cynthia, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Cynthia, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Cynthia, what mission matters to you?
Well, thank you, Adam, for asking that. I appreciate that. The mission that really matters to me is, well, as you mentioned, my name is Cynthia Gallardo, your favorite legacy lady. So my mission is to act as a catalyst for entrepreneurs who are struggling to transform a business idea to a vision, to a reality, to a profitable business by discovering their unique business DNA to launch, build, and protect their legacy, and which is their profitable business, right? In this case, entrepreneurs or anything, any part of their legacy. So in a nutshell, what that means, my mission is really to assist individuals, entrepreneurs from a holistic approach, the inside out, to launch, build, and protect their legacy. And I can't wait to get into the details of that with you.
Awesome. Awesome having you on the show. And again, great to have you in the upcoming book. And I think let's just take a couple steps back. And I'm just curious. So how did you get on this path to really wanting to help entrepreneurs and the whole theme of legacy? Like, where did all that start for you?
Thank you for asking. Well, legacy has always been something so important to me. Everybody has a legacy, right? We all have something that we want to do now, live and leave a lasting legacy. So it can be a business. It could be many different things with an individual. So I focused on entrepreneurship in this particular case, because there was a particular point in my life where my husband and I, we were working full time. I was working in corporate America for almost 15 years. I loved it, Adam. I love helping people become the best version of themselves. So I had moved from a frontline associate, you know, and up the ladder, I guess you could say, to a leadership role. But we wanted more flexibility in our lives. And my husband was a full-time welder. So we decided, you know what, we're going to put a plan in place to be able to transition from employee to CEO. And that's exactly what we did. We started working our plan, and there were a few bumps in the road. You know, our regular salary was coming in. And so we kind of got lackadaisical, like a lot of us do. And we just put our plan to the side. But something really prompted me, pushed me to move forward, that kick that I needed, right? So yeah. I was actually, and I remember the day so vividly, to even when this happened, I walked into my office that I had worked, like I said, almost 15 years, right? Yeah. I'm giving the best of myself. And I remember the moment. It was a sunshiny day. I walked in my office, my head, you know, laughing, smiling at everybody. And I was let go from my job, actually. It took me a long time to be able to say that. And actually, I was, I guess you could say, for lack of better terms, and it took me a long time to say this, fired. I was fired, let go. And I really spiraled into a deep depression at that point. But you know what? I had a great network of people, friends, and I was able to look at things from a new perspective and really move forward and put that entrepreneur plan in place. So I always tell people this, it's all about perspective, because sometimes the things that happen in your life, you utilize that to push you forward to the next step. And that's exactly what my husband and I did. We started our own business. We still have that original business now. And then we have other businesses, such as the one I'm speaking to you about today. So that's basically my story in a nutshell, is something pushed me forward. We already started the plan, but now here I am, a serial entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur, and I want to help others do the same.
What an amazing story. And I want to stick kind of in the early days a little bit longer, because I know that there'll be many that watch this that are, you know, either they're when we're recording this, you know, end of 2022, going into 2023, a lot of displacement, a lot of pivots, a lot of different things going, a lot of entrepreneurs that maybe had businesses that were going that were, you know, completely lost during the pandemic. And now as we come out of that, maybe going into the recession, right? So a lot of things going on. What are some of the things that kept you strong during those low points or those dark days? Like, what got you through it?
That's a good question, Adam. And all of us need this, right? Because there's so much going on. And before I answer that question, I always share the statistics, right? The U.S. Labor Bureau and statistics, they talk about small businesses. And I always give this disclaimer. There's nothing small about a business because there's so much that goes into it. But just by definition, it's considered a small business, right? So with small businesses, within the first year, almost 30% of businesses fail within the first year. But what I try to do is I focus on the positive, right? The ones who can survive. And then most businesses within the first 10 years, at least 70% of those businesses fail. So I always try to help individuals know that it's okay. You're not alone. There's always someone out there who's been there and done that. So that's what kind of leads me into the next step. I surrounded myself, my husband and I, as entrepreneurs. And then now even in the current field that I'm in or the industry, I've always surrounded myself with a strong network of individuals who have been there and done that so that I can catapult forward more quickly and basically learn from their positives and also from the opportunities that they may have gone through. So I always consider it like a hurdle. You know, if you can avoid the hurdle, just go around it and don't go have to go through that. You can, you don't have to experience that negativity. You just move around it and you overcome it. So it's kind of like a guide, you know, a map for us. And that's what I always offer to people as well, being that GPS to be able to assist them. So I hope that answered the question.
It does. And I think having that strong network and being able even to ask for help, right? And I like the way that you kind of even position this, that saying it took you a long time to even realize or even be able to say what happened, like to be able to ask for help and to lean on your network and to be vulnerable like that. Like that's a big deal. And I feel like that's part of what kind of not only allows, you know, healing, depending and what's going on, but also allows you to learn and move forward. And then ultimately, maybe the proverbial, right, make lemonade out of lemons, right?
Right, exactly. And I love what you said there about the healing too, because that's why I always say it's a holistic approach to business, because it's from the inside out. You can't really excel in your business if you don't feel positive about yourself or aren't able to move forward from that perspective. So thank you for bringing that up too.
So let's spend a little bit of time on the upcoming book. And I do say a little bit of time for everybody watching, just so you know, we will be having a second part of this interview. So don't worry, we'll be bringing Cynthia back on and we'll do a deep dive after the book is live. But for today, we'll keep it a little short. So Cynthia, what are some of the ideas you plan on proposing in the upcoming book release?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, because you know your favorite legacy lady, Cynthia Gallardo. I have to talk about legacy. So when you think of legacy, it's about that positive footprint you want to leave on those around you, living it now and then leaving that lasting legacy. So in the book, I'll be talking about legacy, how you can do that from an entrepreneurial or business perspective. And I'll be able to share the 5-step Launch to Legacy blueprint that I've created. That's part of the Launch to Legacy Academy. So I'm so excited about being able to share those 5 key tips. And also something that is intertwined into each of those 5 steps is my secret sauce, my favorite secret formula that is intertwined into those. So I'll just share with you a key part of that. I won't give you all of them, right? Because I want to make sure you read the chapter, read the book.
Yeah.
But I will share the first one because it's that holistic approach, right? It's save yourself. So before you can move forward in your business, you have to save yourself. So I always give the example of somebody traveling in an airplane, which I know right now a lot of people don't really want to do that. But if you travel in an airplane, if there's an emergency, then oxygen mask will come down. And the first thing they tell you is, who do you put it on? You put it on yourself first, right? So that you can save the person next to you. And that's the first step in the synergy or save yourself blueprint that I've created. So there's 4 more steps and I'll include those in the book as well.
Yeah. And yeah. And good. We'll pause there and we'll be bringing you back on to get the rest of those once the book is live so that people can obviously read it. So let's circle back to Launch the Legacy Academy. What was the plan behind this? Like, what was the reason for starting this?
Ah, thank you. So Launch the Legacy Academy is basically, it's been a heart-driven project of mine because I'm a lifelong learner, as I'm sure many of us are and those listening in today. We all want to learn more to excel and become the best version of ourselves. So I always think about it this way. If you think a body of water, a stagnant body of water, it becomes smelly, murky. Well, we don't want to be that, right? We want to be moving forward and continue to grow and excel. So I created the Launch the Legacy Academy to be able to help individuals who want to you know, move into that transition or role from employee to CEO and do it on their own time, but also having the guidance and the support around them, that synergy to be able to do it. So basically anyone can jump in and really start creating their business. And as my attorney hat on, I don't always put that on, right? Because you have to open the door. But once I put my attorney hat on, then I can assist from the proper business formation. I can assist with any other additional information that they may need or utilize at that point.
Yeah. What do you find is one of the big pain points or some of the big pain points that keep people from kind of making that leap and making, you know, that business dream a reality?
Yes. Well, I will say this, just from my own personal experience, as I had mentioned earlier, it's a feeling of overwhelm. In fact, my parents live in South Texas. And if you know anybody in South Texas, there's a lot of deer that travel certain times of the year. Well, when you think of headlights, you know, those big lights coming on and a deer gets stuck and they get stuck in the headlight look, right? And that's what happens with a lot of individuals who have these great ideas, but it's that deer in the headlight look. They don't know what to do or where to go. There's so much information out there on the internet. There's so many people saying this on one side, that on the other side. So it's a feeling of fear, fearing that you'll fail, but it's okay if you do. You just get back up and move forward. The overwhelm and just not knowing how to get started. That's what a lot of people need to overcome in order to do it. But I will say this, Adam, I learned so much from my son who's 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And I think about it. Remember earlier I talked about the idea, the vision, the reality, the legacy. Well, if you think about that, when he puts something in his mind, he sees it. He doesn't think about, oh, what if I fall or do this? He just looks at that final vision, right? And he moves forwards and put that plan into place and does what he needs to do. And that's exactly what we need to do is learn from kids like that, right? Just make it happen. Just do it. Get that idea, that vision, that reality, and make it that profitable business. So I always encourage people, just get started, because where will you be in 1 year? Next year, when you're thinking about the same day as listening today, where will you be? Well, if you don't do anything, you'll be stuck, right? You'll become that stagnant water we talked about, which you'll be smelly, right, and murky. We don't want that. So we want people just to do it, move forward.
So you mentioned putting on that lawyer hat that you have. How does that help you working with entrepreneurs?
Yes. So I think that gives me a competitive edge, right? Because there's a lot of people out there who can assist to a certain point, but I can do that as well. But I can also open the door of opportunity from a legal perspective. So once we get that attorney-client relationship going, then I can help with the business formation. I can help with trademarking. There's so many different things that I can assist with, because as I mentioned earlier, everything I do is based on legacy. That's the umbrella. So one of the fields or one of the pillars that I work with is a federal law, the trademark law, and I'm able to assist individuals in really protecting. Remember, I talk about launch, build, and then we get to the protect phase, and I can help them protect their legacy with the trademark by protecting their logo, their tagline, slogan, and even the name, right? So for example, one of the things with my particular law practice, it's Cynthia Gairoto Law and then Legacy Law Boutique, because I offer different aspects of my, and I've been able to trademark that piece.
And some of the basics, when you talk about things like business formation, trademarks, other things like that, like let's keep the lawyer hat on a little bit longer. And I don't want to assume, we hear these terms often, and I don't want to assume that people understand the importance of doing these things properly. Do you care to comment on that at all?
Yes, of course. So I always think about it like building a house, right? Mm-hmm. When you're building a house, it's like building a business. It's a comparison or an analogy I use. So if you're building a house, and I'm going to give you a great example in Louisiana, right? So I live in Louisiana. I come from the north. In the north, we have to have basements, because a basement, you have tornadoes in the area. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a basement in Louisiana, you're going to get flooded, because we have a lot of floods here. So it's better to have a house on pillars or a strong foundation, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to think about the foundation and where you're building your home or your business. So always building it correctly from the ground up. And I talk about you can do it as an LLC, a limited, you can do it as an incorporated, a C corp, and what we call C corporation, S corporation. There's so many different things that you can talk about. But when I talk about formation, that's what I'm talking about. You could have an LLC, an S corp, a C corp, and each one may be good for you in a certain circumstance, just like the house in north of the house in southern Louisiana, you have to understand what the circumstances are and make the right choice. And sometimes you just don't know. And that's where you seek out additional counsel or guidance to be able to do that. And also it affects you from a tax perspective. I'm not an accountant, but you always want to have make sure that you have one in your pocket in the sense that it's part of your team to be able to do that, right? So you have to have a strong team as you're working through these things. And I always tell people, part of your strong team should be legal counsel, right? To be able to work and make sure you have somebody there to ask questions.
Absolutely. Now, I understand that you are also already an author. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. So I'm also an author and I'm so excited about it. I've written a children's book and you can actually go to www.dnaandmeseries.com, which I'm sure you'll share with the group, but it's www.dnaandmeseries.com. And at that location, you'll be able to find the why behind it. But the book is called You, Me, and DNA. It's based on real. So this is my nephew, Gavin, right here. So it's based on real people and it's a scientific approach to understanding why we look the way we do. And the backstory basically in a nutshell is my nephew was bullied in school for being biracial. So this book allows him to understand why he looks the way he does from a scientific approach, right? The DNA, part of it coming from his mom and dad, and it really increases their self-esteem and decreases bullying. So it's a way to help individuals feel good about themselves, just like in business. We all are unique. We all have our own special sauce that we bring to our business. So it's the same type of concept that I utilize for children.
Now, one of my missions and one of the things that we work at over at Mission Matters and strive with constantly is encouraging other people to tell their story. And our tagline, really, we amplify stories. But whenever I speak or anything else, my goal is to say, you know, your story matters. And it's to get everybody to share their story. And regardless of the format, whether it's becoming a podcast host or writing a book or blog or whatever, social media, doing a live, I don't care. But I want people to tell their story because I know the more people that tell their story, the more people that can benefit from hearing that and can also be helped. Right. So I'm curious from your standpoint, like you've obviously, you know, already published a book. You're going to be publishing another one with us. Why do you think publishing and books still matter? Why is that important as a means to get your story out there?
Well, that's a great question. I will say this, Adam. My mom has always taught me the importance of reading, and the same thing that really helps you in so many different ways, right? Building that brain, the mind, the imagination. So having a book in print is critical to making sure that we're able to, whatever our goal may be, to move to that next step in our goal. And that's one of the reasons I've done it from a children's perspective. And then in the future, I plan to also have, well, with you, of course, that's the most important thing as part of the mission. Being able to publish and get the story out there. And part, like you said, I love your tagline as well, where you amplify stories and story, because we all have a unique story. I talk in my mission statement, or what we talked about at the beginning, is that the unique business DNA. And part of that DNA, it's five S's: structure, support, synergy, and then your story. So what's the best way to get your story out there? Through a book, making sure it's out there to let other individuals know and how it can really build that connection with individuals and help them move forward.
All right. So speaking of another medium and way to get your story and form out there. So Legacy and Me podcast. I love having other podcasters on the show because, number one, I just love the podcasting community. I love promoting other shows, and I definitely want my audience to go and check out your show. So tell us a little bit more about what they can expect.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Adam. And I do love that, the collaboration, right? Because I always say it's all about collaboration versus competition. There's so much more we can do with that. So thank you for highlighting that. So Legacy and Me podcast, because as I mentioned, your favorite legacy lady and the legacy piece, I carry that into the podcast. My goal is to make sure people can share their story as well as an entrepreneur, because there's somebody else out there who needs to hear the story so that person can then move forward. And so each person has the potential to be a catalyst for somebody else. And that's the reason for the podcast, to hear the story and hear where they've been, where they are now, and where they plan to go. And once you have it out there in the universe for other people to hear, we really basically have to do it, right? So it's almost a way of automatically putting that plan in action for people, for individuals, for entrepreneurs to be able to be successful in reaching their goals.
Yeah. And so what is one of your favorite things about being a podcast host? I'm always curious to ask that one.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I will say one of the greatest things is I always love making connections with people. Mm-hmm. I love meeting new people, understanding where they came from, their story, mm-hmm. their legacy, what legacy led them to where they are now and what they plan to leave for other individuals or that footprint they plan to leave. And that's one of the key reasons. And actually part of my creed, my personal creed, my business creed is leave every interaction with a net positive. So that's what I do on my podcast, right? Because you hear so many negative things out there in the world today. Well, why can't we leave something positive with individuals? So whenever I always tell people, it's not a math equation. No worry. We're not in school right now. But if you think about the basics of things, right, Adam, you have a positive and a negative. Well, that just leaves it neutral. There's no net benefit from that. But if you have two negatives, you always want to leave at least three positives so that you can leave a net positive at the end of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And the Legacy in Me podcast allows me to do that. Always leave a net positive with every interaction I come across with individuals.
So I'm sure that some people will watch this and they're going to say, you know, I've always wanted to launch a podcast or I've always wanted to write a book. And, you know, just like starting the business, like something's holding them back. What kind of words of advice or tips would you give them on going out there and doing it?
That's a great question. And I will always say to individuals, just do it. Think about my son that I mentioned earlier. Yeah. If you have that idea, we have such great ideas out there. You just have to do it. And if you don't do it, you're never going to move to that next step or that next step. And it's okay to be afraid, to have that fear, that deer in the headlight look, because there's so much information out there. But the biggest thing I would say, because I've done this and I've learned this from personal experience, surround yourself with individuals who've been there and are doing that successfully. That will assist you in being able to get started more quickly and also to reach your goals more quickly. Mm-hmm. And I always share that experience. Just think of a kid. Think of any kid out there. You know, they put their mind to something and they do it. We need to do the same thing as adults.
Fantastic. So Cynthia, first off, it's been great having you on the show to get to know more about your show, upcoming book. Obviously, we're going to get more into that, bringing you back on the show because we'll do a deep dive once that book is live. But that being said, I have to ask, what's next for you? I know you got maybe a children's book coming up and some other things as well. Like tell us what's next.
Thank you so much. So I appreciate you asking that because that's part of my legacy, right? What's the next step? So I would say this is a series, You, Me, and DNA. So my next one will be based on adoption because I talk about the biological for children in this book. And then the next one will be from an adoption perspective. Mm-hmm. And my second book that I'm excited about that will be coming out as well is Business with a Twist, talking about the unique business DNA. And of course, the one I'm very excited about that will be coming very quickly is the one with Mission Matters. Yeah. Very excited about that. So it's just the best way to share a positive story, that net positive with individuals in a shorter period of time. So thank you for the opportunity, Anna.
Amazing. And Cynthia, if somebody's watching this and they want to learn more either about your current books, they want to follow your business, they want to connect and get in touch with your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Thank you. Thank you. So the best way, you can go to my Instagram at Cynthia Gallardo Legacy. Of course, the favorite legacy lady, right? So at Cynthia Gallardo Legacy is for my Instagram. And my website is www.cynthiagallardo.com. And then you can also, for the book, the children's book, go to www.dnaandmeseries.com. But I always tell people, I know my last name is a little unusual, Gallardo. So if you think of the Lamborghini, Gallardo, boom, boom, zoom, zoom, right? Gallardo. So think of Cynthia Gallardo or Gallardo.com.
Perfect. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that they can just click on, our audience can just click on the link and head right on over and check you out. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time engaging with or listening or watching a Mission Matters episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, really what we can all learn and gain from that story so that we can all grow together. That's the whole goal here is growth. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Cynthia, it really has been a pleasure having you on the show. Can't wait till we get to do it again. So thanks again for coming on.
My pleasure. And thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it, Adam.